160-mile-per-hour winds, and of course that will cause damages to at least half of the structures in and around the Tampa Bay.
The Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council organized the Catastrophic Planning Summit. They simulated a worst-case scenario Category 5 storm called Hurricane Phoenix, which would devastate the Bay Area with storm surge and wind damage. The simulation pointed out the strength and weaknesses of the region's plan for dealing with catastrophic disaster. The state of Florida asked Betty Johnson of the Planning Council to organize 9 counties for the summit.
Hurricane Phoenix is our hypothetical catastrophic event. It is a Category 5 that hits the Tampa Bay area in the worst possible spot. It's north of the mouth of the bay, so it funnels all of that storm surge into the inner bay, downtown St. Petersburg, downtown Tampa, the port of Tampa.
Pasco County Commissioner Jack Mariano is the chair of the Planning Council and addressed the assortment of agencies.
Our goal over the next day and a half is to think about the unthinkable, a catastrophic event which will impact all of our communities. We're going to ask you to identify our strengths and our weaknesses, as well as the opportunities. It is obvious that we need to all work together as a region to meet the needs of our citizens. We have representatives from the federal, state, and local governments. In addition, there are faith-based and volunteer partners, as well as our business community. This effort will demonstrate that to be successful, even the most challenging scenario, we will need to plan together, to collaborate and coordinate all our missions in order to ensure when catastrophe strikes, the Tampa Bay region will be ready.
Yesterday, Ruben Almaguer resigned as director for the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and Governor Charlie Crist appointed David Halstead as the new director. No emergency management employees at the summit would comment on the leadership change. Douglas Wright is the chief of recovery for emergency management and noted that while all disasters are local, a catastrophic event could impact the whole state.
Some communities are going to be adversely affected or impacted, others only indirectly. But planning, this type of planning brings all stakeholders to the table. It allows us more time to come up with an innovative solution. For example, housing. In the past 3 or 4 months, FEMA has let a $3.2 billion contract to a Waycross, Georgia contractor for 67,500 three-bedroom mobile homes. They're supposed to produce about 20 a day. This is over a period of the next 5 years.
To simulate the storm, FEMA used computerized risk assessment models which estimate storm surge heights and the physical, economic, and social impact of floods, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. Dan Noah with the National Weather Service said that Tampa can expect a Category 5 hurricane every 120 years.
So how do you try to describe the threat for a Cat 5 into Tampa Bay? Well, we could try to use statistics. This is from Dr. Gray's work, and he has a 4% chance on our coast for a major hurricane within the next 50 years. There are no Cat 5s on record within 65 nautical miles of Pinellas County since records began. However, in 1848, the Tampa Bay region was hit with 2 major hurricanes in 1 year. So we can't really use statistics to describe our threat.
NOAA also said that the warning process requires collaboration among broadcast and print media with the weather services and emergency management. After all, it is local churches that have led rebuilding efforts in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans. David Myers is the director of faith-based and community initiatives with the Department of Homeland Security and emphasized the importance of building relationships and partnerships during the pre-planning process.
Here at this catastrophic planning summit are the many different sectors needed to meet the complex challenges of long-term community and human recovery. You are then what President Obama has in mind when he says that America's problems and challenges cannot be solved by the government alone. Administrator Fugate has said, we must look to the public as a resource, not a liability.
Today, the groups brainstormed solutions for Tampa Bay's vulnerability to disaster in several workshops at the summit. The Planning Council's Betty Johnson instructed the participants.
What we're doing is looking at not necessarily business as usual, but where you're going to have to be, the innovative, creative folks that you are to deal with a catastrophic event. So identify your major issues, identify your capabilities, your strengths, identify your weaknesses, the gaps, and identify actions, tasks that you need to take before the event.
According to the preliminary damage assessments, at least 1 million buildings were at least moderately damaged. That is over 67% of the total number of buildings in the Tampa Bay area. An estimated 480,000 structures are completely...
The two-day summit concludes tomorrow, and WMNF will bring you the results. President Barack Obama has also asked for a long-term community recovery plan and a natural disaster recovery framework to be on his desk by April 1st. Those plans will provide guidance and resources from the federal government to better manage natural disasters on state and local levels. To comment, go to disasterrecoveryworkinggroup.gov. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.